Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
What's she singing about? She being nasty?
Sound like it, right?
Sound
you,
like it.
It was like getting sex you, me or text me or something.
Yeah, getting your loins warmed up for a good weekend right there. Loins. What a word, your loins. Yo, T-Bro, it's Laura. It's Rosenberg, and the sun's supposed to shine today. Laura, how you feeling about your weekend plans?
I'm good. I'm actually taking my my daughter Kenza to a Lunar New Year celebration at the Children's Museum.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, so it should be fun. And yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
What else? Are you doing any adulting this weekend?
You know we are. I'm very excited because we're going to go check out Dan White the Magician.
Oh, that's this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, man.
It's on Saturday, Ebro. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. That was my idea, too, wasn't it?
Lord. Yes, it was. So I'm very excited about that because, you know, I love a magic show.
Yeah. Man. And this guy, Dan White, we've had him on the show before. If you don't know about it, look it up. It's at that place we was talking about yesterday where they had the Mass Appeal Hip Hop 50 celebration, the Fotografiska Museum.
Right. And listen, you don't have to live in New York to experience the Dan White Magic Show because he definitely has a really, really good one that's online.
Yes.
So just Google it wherever you live, whatever state you live, right? And Shawnee get a chance to experience. And how was it?
Last week, it was amazing, or the week before. But it was amazing. It's like, how does he do it? How do they do this magic?
How does he do it?
Most of them.
Dude is dope.
Yeah, you see a couple of them and you're like, all right, that was pretty cool. But there's at least two or three online that you're like, nah, son. You know what I'm saying? So it's really good.
And we giving all this promo just because we like, dude. We ain't even get free tickets. We went out and bought our tickets.
Yes.
Tickets ain't cheap neither, though. Don't play around.
Yeah, it's dope.
Yeah. But it's definitely a treat. So wherever you live, you'll be able to experience it. So I think it's totally worth it. Right, Shawnee? It's worth it.
Absolutely. Wait. But, Griff, did we get the virtual ones for free?
You said yeah?
Yeah.
You said yeah.
Can we give some away on the air?
No, they're already done. Well, no.
No, he's going to do more.
He'll have to try. He'll look into
We have to talk to them about it, okay? So we'll look
Send
into
them
it.
This audio.
Really cool.
Send them this audio.
It was amazing. I still want to know the
And hold
track.
Them hostage and basically say, yo, you want to keep getting positive coverage? Come off some of them virtual magic show passes.
Just a couple of passes, right? At home joints.
Yeah, because they send a box to your crib, and then you got to open up the box, and then that you use what's in the box to participate in the magic show.
Absolutely. Great time. Great time with the family.
There it is. On the line right now, ready for Laura Never Loses.
Kia.
And Tim. Oh, Travis is good now morning, on instead. Y'all. Tim hung up. Kia, good morning.
Good morning.
Yo, Kia, was you real mad when they came out with a car named Kia?
Nope, I was thinking about getting it.
Nah, fire.
I was going to be coming through with the K2Ks, all right?
Talk that.
I love
yo,
that.
Yo, that's fire. She was like, yo, got my car named after me. Let's ride out.
Kia and the Kia.
I think anybody named Kia and they can prove it on their driver's license should get a discount on a Kia.
Facts.
Well, listen, that's what my driver's license say anyway.
See, that's what I'm saying. That's like them restaurants where you go to and you show them that it's your birthday and they give you like free pancakes or something.
Yep.
They need to do that at Kia, man. Come on, man. Come through. We got Travis on the line. Trav.
Yo, good morning. Good morning, guys.
Trav,
what
up?
Shawnee.
Yo.
How you feeling today, Trav?
Twin. What's up, my man?
Wait, who's your birthday twin?
You, March 17th.
Pisces,
all day, baby.
Oh, wow. We on the way, bro. It's almost time.
Yes, sir.
Yo, man, shout out to all the Pisces out there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the Pisces.
It's Aquarius season. It's Aquarius coming up.
Listen. I like Aquarius.
Hey.
But let's be honest. The weather's trash. Everybody's inside. Nah. Nobody wants
to celebrate. You be waiting for it. You be waiting to pull out your coat. You be waiting to come through with your boots.
Man, it sounds good. That's boots. A great spin. But late March Pisces, we setting off spring, baby. You know what I'm saying? Sure. We bring life to the planet. Kia, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Staff?
Oh,
all
right, man.
I wanted to go with you, Ebro, but my son told me to go with Laura, so I'm going to ride out.
There you go. Oh, your son's a hater.
All right, Kia.
He was coming at
us. He said you a hater.
Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Shani with the question.
That's right. That's right.
Let's play. Laura,
Laura never loses.
Angela Bassett is nominated.
Ebro.
Whoa, who was that? Ebro.
Supporting actress at the Oscars.
Incorrect. Angela Bassett is nominated for an Oscar for what movie?
Oh, for what
movie? Wakanda Forever.
That's facts. Black Panther 2.
Okay.
Which bird species is called a raft?
Ebro.
Ebro.
A raft.
Three. Two.
Flamingos.
Incorrect. Which bird species is called a raft when grouped on water, a colony when grouped on land, and a waddle when walking?
Waddle? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm just going to go with penguins. They waddle.
Penguins is correct.
There you go.
Okay.
Who has been named head of hip-hop
Ebro.
At...
Look.
Ebro.
Papoose.
At TuneCore. That's TuneCore. Correct.
TuneCore.
Gulub was the name of a prison.
Yeah. Ebro.
Ebro.
Galug.
Galug?
Is that what you said?
He said Galug. Go ahead.
The gulag.
Gulag. Like a
the
gulag.
Gulag. The gulag. Gulag was...
You could tie up with this. What you doing?
Where was the gulag?
Or Laura the, wins, or you
gulag
could
gulag was a prison England. I don't know.
Incorrect.
I forget where the gulag was.
Could have got that inside the game. Gulag. Laura Styles was a prisoner in what country?
Be as Russia then. Go with Russia.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Russia.
Russia is correct.
Yeah, gulag. Gulag. Yeah, why did I know that? Lorwitz, Kia, and your son, you and your hating ass son got it right.
Kia, you got the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get them next time. It's all good.
That's not a question.
Yo, Tim, Pisces don't trip on nothing. We the most powerful zodiac. It's nothing to be worried about.
Yes, sir. Next time it is, my brother. Y'all take care. Be easy.
All right, I'm going to holler at you, bro. Happy birthday early if I don't talk to you before then. Kia, hang on. We got to get some info. Lace you and your son up. We love you for listening. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. On the way. Flashing lights. Laura Staffs.
Oh, man. I hate to be reporting this, but 5 Memphis officers have been charged with murder for the fatal beating of Tyree Nichols. I will give you the details on the story coming up next.
7 minutes commercial free.
Non-stop hip hop.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Woo! Hot 97.
The police chief.
Flashing lights, Tom. Laura Staff.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the flash lights.
Laura Staff's gonna put us on. Laura, what you got, fam?
Oh, man. So, according to reports, all 5 former Memphis Police Department officers who fatally beat Tyree Nichols have been charged with murder and more.
Good.
Now, they've been arrested, charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, 2 charges of aggravated kidnapping, 2 charges of official misconduct, and 1 charge of official oppression. Additionally, the body camera footage of the traffic stop will be released today. Now, that's what they're saying. They've been holding on to this footage because they have been preparing themselves for possible protests, riots. I mean, I can't even imagine what this footage looks like. But it's horrible. Now,
I mean, don't even imagine
Memphis.
Don't even imagine it. Matter of fact, when they release it, don't even feel obligated to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we sit around, we want to look at all this murder, death, mayhem, and injustice into our psyche. Just know these police officers, some are currently being charged with murder. All 5 have been released from the force, and the police chief, a black woman, was unequivocal about these police officers' activity and it being criminal behavior. and against the police force.
Yeah. So this is some audio of the Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis speaking on the police murder of Tyre Nichols.
In light of the horrific circumstances surrounding the death of Tyre Nichols, it is absolutely incumbent upon me, your chief, to address the status of what the Memphis Police Department is doing, has done, and will continue to do in furtherance of finding truth in this tragic loss, ensuring we communicate with honesty and transparency, and that there is absolute accountability for those responsible for Tyre's death. As you know, 5 Memphis police officers were terminated last week. These officers were found to be directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols. Concurrent within that investigation, other MPD officers are still under investigation for department policy violations. Some infractions are less egregious than others. As this investigation and other external investigations continue, I promise full and complete cooperation from the Memphis Police Department with the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and the Shelby County District Attorney's Office to determine the entire scope of facts that contributed to Tyre Nichols' death. Aside from being your chief of police, I am a citizen of this community we share. I am a mother. I am a caring human being who wants the best for all of us. This is not just a professional failing. This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual.
Now, Sarah Lynn J. Davis, that woman speaking right there, has only been the police chief since 2021. She's also the first female police chief in Memphis. So I'm not sure if Memphis as a city is accustomed to that tone or, you know, has lost faith in their police department, which many cities have.
Yeah.
But what you hear right there is something that many people call, you know, a blueprint for the type of language, demeanor, and transparency planning
right.
that we would hope from police departments all over the country.
People just want accountability. They just want accountability. And it seems just like I heard human decency. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's right.
And that's all people want all over.
That's right.
So kudos to her, you know, for and if you get a chance, watch her whole statement because she explains a lot. But I, you know, like you said, Ibra, I wish more chief of police were able to just verbalize things like this. Right. You know what I mean? Especially in horrible times.
And act yes. quickly. So hopefully it is the blueprint because, as you said, this is what we've been waiting for. You know, you're not above the law. You break the law, you got to serve the price.
Or
like
furthermore, police work for us. We pay their salaries.
That's right.
So the way they act and what they're held accountable for oftentimes is based on what we do as a community to ensure that they, you know, that they know we understand our role in their jobs.
Real talk.
Yeah. That's your flashing light report. Time is 7 a.m. Today is a high of 42 degrees and alternate side parking is in effect.
On the way, congratulations. You played yourself. It's going to happen. Plus ride or die. Plus curve, some tickets. It's all on Ebro in the morning. You know, we're going to get to some ish talking too. Listen, I advise, man. I advise that those murder videos, police murdering people, other people murdering people and beating people up. Don't ingest that into your psyche. You know what I'm saying? It's enough to know that it happened. And they are going to release the video. The family is calling for calm and peace and all of this. I found a video on Sean King's page of Tyre Nichols skateboarding. That's what I'm going to post today. And send some prayers and love and light up for his family. So you got it on Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, the sun's shining today.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
I want to do commercial.
Do a commercial for the podcast.
Like what? He wants us to do this commercial for the podcast.
Like what? Like I say, like, my name is Barack.
Yeah, my name is Danny.
And when does the show come out?
Every Wednesday.
What kind of podcast is it? What company?
I don't know. He's f***ing around.
Current events, comedy.
No, it's
like
it's a hot
97 podcast.
Yes.
Hot 97. Blazing hip hop and R&B. Podcast too. Yeah.
And that's the commercial.
One listen and you'll be glad to know we don't ever plan to stop. Bad Business with Barack and Daniel.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Yo, Cash One, big up for that, man. I needed that. Big up for that. Ebro Law Rosenberg on a Friday Vibrations, man. We about to get it popping. You know why? Because it is time for...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I'm going to start the congratulations, you played yourself. Because it's something I've been thinking about a lot. I'm very settled in my life right now. My life is very beautiful. I'm very grateful in my life. And I was thinking back to periods, and I've been thinking about this for a while now, but it took me a time to kind of like really boil it down. I was thinking back to my whole life, my childhood, everything, which was chaotic. You know, if you've listened to the show for a long time without me getting into all of the details, it was chaotic. My dad was hectic. My mom was abused, like a whole thing. It was a whole thing. So I was really thinking, like, yo, I've never really been as settled and calm in my life as I am right now. And it's really a blessing.
Absolutely.
It really is. Absolutely.
It's really, really a blessing, man. And I have you all that listen to the show that keep me employed, and I thank you very much for that. And I have you all on the show, my family here that, you know, keeps the show entertaining, which makes people want to listen, which also keeps us employed. And we actually enjoy one another, which is a blessing.
Facts.
Right? And so the reason I'm putting this in congratulations, you played yourself, is because I'm sure there's somebody listening right now that everything's great. Bills are paid. Food is in the fridge. You got a job. You know. Hopefully mom and dad is healthy as possible. You know, you're taking care of the things you can take care of and control. May not be ideal, may not be your dream scenario, but it's settled and you're healthy. And then there's people who have all of that and they're still looking for toxicity, chaos, and confusion in their life. Starting arguments with family members, following toxic things on social media, participating in that, getting in arguments and just having a negative attitude all the time. And for those people who have everything going and everything's chill and you still looking for problems, you get this button.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And that includes me too, by the way, because we're so accustomed to having problems, things not being settled. You know, having to go to war every day with whatever it is, whether it's work or your neighborhood or family members or people you're in relationship with, you always on eggshells with everything, that you literally get used to having problems. And so when you don't have problems, you out here looking for problems. And that's the biggest congratulations you played.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And so then everything's good. And I know there's people who have this feeling. Everything's good. You're sitting on your couch. You're staring at the TV. Everything's chill. But you have this uneasy feeling. because you are not comfortable with everything being all good because you're not used to it.
Yo, you know what? Hit me with a button because that's me. I feel so weird when everything is going right. You're like, all right, what's going to happen?
What's going to happen next? And you're like, yo, you don't ever sit there and go, yo, nothing's going to happen, bro. Like, relax.
Yo, never.
No, don't look for the chaos. Accept it. I think people forget that they've worked really hard to build this great life. You know what I mean? This healthy environment. And it's not even about money. It's really about finding peace and acceptance and, you know, appreciation.
Yeah, man. So listen, I wove this into congratulations, you played yourself, because for me, people like Cast One, you know, it takes work to not look for problems. It takes work to really stop, smell the roses, and enjoy the moment. Now, problems may come tomorrow. We don't know. But why not enjoy today? And if you can't do that, you get one of these.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
All right. So King Louis sent me this story. And the New York Times wrote about it. But it's just out of a movie. Because so a 29-year-old New Jersey woman, okay, she's been arrested and is now facing charges after she provided a fake birth certificate to enroll in New Brunswick High School.
I heard about this. She was 29.
A teenage student. And the crazy part is like, fam, I saw a photo of her. She looks like a grown-ass woman. So you're basically 30 posing as a 17-year-old? And no one thought it was weird? She attended school for like 5 days. Like, everything is all good to, you know, they eventually, like, figured it out. But this is out of a movie, guys. Like, no one thought it was strange.
Well, clearly someone thought it was strange because that's how they found out. But you got to get a button to the high school.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
But they got it done in 5 days. I see that. But the second part of it is, what was she up to?
That's what I'm saying. And they're trying to find that out right now. They're still investigating because,
like, why would you want to do this?
He said that a student, many students were like, this is shady. This don't seem right. And she said that she became friends with them. And then she started texting several students asking them to hang out. So producer Griff just said that officials think that she might be trying to get girls to start trafficking them. So they're really looking into this. But wow, the fact that she even got in this far is wild.
The level of nefarious that is right there, that you are going to fake birth certificate to get into a high school to then start trafficking young girls.
Oof.
Bro. Congratulations. You played yourself.
That is wild, man. Wow. Everybody keep your head on a swivel out here. No wonder I can't relax. It's news like this.
That's facts.
I can't even enjoy. I was trying to have a positive moment. Here come Laura Styles with the stress factor.
Sorry.
You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about enjoying life and balance and being positive. Here she come with the story.
Congratulations.
What a stressful story.
You played yourself.
Man, no wonder I can't chill. Look, I want to have a listen to some audio that was put in the system. This is the owner of the New York Rangers and the New York Knicks, MSG, etc. His name is James Dolan. Jim Dolan, if you will. Problematic individual, to say the least. There's people who really like him. There's people who dislike him a lot. I'm probably on leaning towards the side of dislike him a lot. Don't know the man personally, but based on the way that he treats former Knicks and his vendettas against individuals. You guys heard the story of there's people who are suing Jim Dolan, and lawyers for those individuals, he has been trying to keep them from coming to MSG. That's right. Won't serve them alcohol, won't patronize them. And so the State Liquor Commission was like, hey, listen, you can't discriminate against people because of their job. Like, they were hired to do a job. It just so happens they represent people who are suing you. But you can't mistreat those individuals. You run a business, bro. Like, you can't do this. And I don't know if this is the audio where basically Jim Dolan is like middle finger to the State Liquor Commission. What are you saying, Shiny? There's two clips?
There's two audios. There's where he explains facial recognition and a ban on alcohol for one night.
So I want to hear the ban on alcohol for one night.
Why would the Knicks fans or the Rangers fans or the concertgoers care about them? They don't. The SLA, right, is way, way beyond their skis. And so,
have they reached out to you, the state liquor authority?
Oh, yeah. No, they're being extremely aggressive, and they're saying, we're going to take away your liquor license. So I have a little surprise for them, right, to help. Because they're basically doing this for publicity. So we're going to give them some publicity, all right? What we're going to do, right, is we're going to pick a night, right, maybe a Rangers game, and we're going to shut down all the liquor and alcohol in the building. Now, this isn't going to bother me because I've been sober 29 years. I don't need the liquor, right? But instead, what we're going to do is where we serve liquor, we're going to put one of these up, which says, if you would like to drink at a game, please call, right, Sharif Kabir, Chief Executive Officer, or write him an email at this number, right, and tell him, right, to stick to his knitting and, you know, and to what he's supposed to be doing, and stop grandstanding and trying to get press.
Yo, that's the owner of the Knicks. What a childish piece of garbage.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, how childish are you, bro?
Bruh.
Yo, wow. And he said that the State Liquor Commission is trying to get coverage. Nobody would even know about this story. You went on the news. And then you're gonna punish the consumer going to the MSG and then put a photo and phone number and email of the person up who works for the State Liquor Commission, who's basically doing their job and making sure they hold you accountable as a person with a liquor license?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yo, he's trying to weaponize Ranger fans specifically. You know he said hockey, because he knows them fans is wild. And they'll turn up. Bugged out. So people were, there's another clip here where people were absolutely having an issue because he's using what people have said is facial recognition to see when these lawyers and people who are suing him walk into his facility. Let's hear that audio.
What is going on with facial recognition and the policy that you have?
Well, look, facial recognition, right, is just the technology, right? I mean, when I walked into the studio, right, did you recognize my face?
I did.
Facial recognition, right? So, I mean, technology just makes you better at it, right? The real issue that's going on here is our policy of not letting attorneys, right, and who are suing us into our building until they're done, right, suing us. When they're done, they're very much welcome back, right? If you owned a bakery or a restaurant, right, and, you know, someone comes in and buys bread from you, and then the next day they serve you with a lawsuit because they hated your bread, right? They said something happened to them with it, et cetera. Then the next day they show up at your bakery again, and they say, I'd like to buy some more bread, right? Would you sell them the bread?
I don't know if I would sell it, but you're getting a lot of heat from everybody.
Yo, this is what we're dealing with in this town. You wonder why the Knicks can't win a championship.
Yo, I know somebody that's on that facial recognition list.
Were?
He wore a Fire Dolan t-shirt to the Garden. He was up in like the third rafters or whatever. They found him. They kicked him out. He can't get into the Garden to this day. Every time he tries to walk into the Garden, they're like, yeah, nah, you can't come in.
Yo, they about to put me on that list.
Yo, we all on the list, I think.
I guarantee we on that list, bro.
We on that list, man.
Yo, hit Jim Dolan with the button. Yo, you so petty, bro.
You played yourself.
Wow.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Wow, bro.
So wild.
Yo, am I tripping or is this childish and petty?
Super. It's super petty and childish.
Yo, you're the owner of a major sports franchise and a sports and entertainment facility. And this is what you spend your time on, bro.
Wow.
You wonder why LeBron didn't come.
Yo, this is bugged, son. Well, but shout to the Knicks who beat the Celtics last night. Big win in Boston. No wonder Rosenberg's not on the show today. Hit him with the button. He's mad late to the program.
You played yourself.
He'll be here by the time Ice Spice gets here at 8 o'clock, guaranteed. Cash 197 minutes commercial free.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
What happened, Griff? What am I seeing here? I see Griff in the chat saying we can sing his song and all that, then have Ebro kill his vibe again. What are we talking about here? What's happening?
Because we're doing something special right now? Something big for the audience?
Ah, that's right. It's Free Money Friday.
Hello.
Call right now, 800-223-9797. Hopefully you've been paying attention. You can win some cash. Let DJ Ton tell you how much. John, where's your intro, bro? What's going on?
Johnny?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny!
DJ John.
Johnny?
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. It's Friday, baby. You know what that means? It means Free Money Friday. We're hooking up with a half a grand. Made hot by French Montana and Coke Boy 6. Available now on all platforms, baby.
You know, earlier on the program, I was talking about, you know, staying in the positive and everything's going great in life. So why focus on the negative? Just talking about that 20 minutes ago prevented me from canceling DJ John's segment. So I still figured out a way to weave in out of focusing on the positivity to weave in DJ John still getting his intro and an opportunity to announce the amount of money that we're giving away on Free Money Friday.
Look at that. I like this, Ebro.
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Like the fact that I'm acknowledging that I'm in a great space in my life.
Great space.
It's rare. I've never been in this space many years.
Love it's almost like you're Zen.
Yeah.
Almost, Johnny. Like, right? I like this positive right E.
Yeah.
Positive. You know what I'm saying? It prevented me from canceling. That's y'all me. Keep playing with me, though.
No positive knee, but positive E.
And why is he still talking? That's going to send me, bro.
Oh, sorry.
Why is he still talking? Half a grand, right?
Yes,
DJ
sir.
John?
Yes, sir. Half a grand. Man, how about French Montana and Cold Boy 6 available on all platforms?
Sean, you just got to pick it up. We got to get his money away. Let's go.
Pick it up.
It's not even nope. The phones just went down.
Yo, the phone's what? Broke.
Oh, hit him with the button.
No.
Oh, man, hit us with the button.
Yo, we so hot.
Congratulations.
Yo,
somebody
the phone's
to pay the
broke.
It's just straight up set. Where usually you see numbers and blinkers.
Yeah, nah, it's
it
nothing.
It says not connected.
Hey, well, look.
Roach.
Why are we so raggedy?
Why are we so raggedy? Yo, man. It's always breaking.
No, but Laura, you got to focus on the positive. Some things might be broken. Some things may not work the right way. But we're together. We have our health. We have jobs.
Oh, man.
We know there's someone out there listening. Somebody's listening.
Yeah.
And we're giving away money.
Money.
Positive E.
There's so much love happening right now. We don't have to focus on the fact that our phones don't work and we can't actually get you the money. We have the money, so at some point, we'll get it to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
At some point.
How about this? Coming up in 15 minutes, I'm embracing the youth, the young artists of the game. Ice Spice is on the program. That's a big deal for me. A new artist, one project. Laura, what would I normally say with a new artist with six songs out? I'd be like, nah, that's for Drewski and them. Let them get that. Y'all run that. But I'm trying stuff new. I'm trying to embrace. Well, and not only that, but, you know, it dawned on me that Ice Spice, what, 23?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I'm 20 years plus older than her. This is the generation that's got to make sure hip-hop is taken care of. So if we don't show them love and open up communication lines and make sure they understand how to take care of this culture that has made so many of us millionaires, so many of us employed, you know what I'm saying, giving us an opportunity to see ourselves and hear ourselves, they're not going to take care of it. So we got to embrace the youth.
That's right.
Show love.
That's right. That's right.
Shawnee, let's get to the lines now. Let's see what we got. We reset the computer system, and we got a phone call. All
right, let's
Ebro in the morning. Who is this?
It's
Glenn. Huh? Damn, man. Damn. What's your name, bro?
Hello?
Damn, man. See, I'm trying to be positive, man. We giving away money, and this dude sounds sleepy, man. It's the worst.
Oh, my God.
Yo, if you going to call up here and try to win some money, look, I'm about to go. I'm about to black out.
No, don't do it.
You going to call
wait,
up
wait,
here
wait,
and
win. Wait. What's your name, sir? What is your name? What is your name?
What is your name?
Lance.
Yo, you sleep, bro?
Oh, man.
Nah, I was trying to get through. It was hard to hear y'all.
But you through now. Listen to us through the phone. You can't hear us right now?
You're here.
Yes, I can hear y'all fine. Good morning.
You on the radio right now, bro.
Wake up!
That's fire.
No, that's fire. You said it's fire.
All right.
Okay, that's all the emotion we got?
Yo, good morning. I listen to y'all every morning.
There we go. Now you waking up. You talking that right talk. Yo, what's his name again?
Lance.
You're calling. Yo, Queens. Oh, Queens.
I know a Lance from Queens.
Okay, we're warming up. We're warming up. This is sounding like somebody I want to give $500 to, Lance.
Let's go.
That's all you got for $500, bro?
Queens.
Listen. I can talk. Listen, I've been listening to y'all all morning. I'm at work right now. Shout out to my coworker, Jalil.
Yo, man, F Jalil, man. We love Jalil and all that. But, yo, we just gave you $500. You shouting out your coworker. You sharing. Yo, you about to. Yo, you about to share this money with him?
Nah, shit. That's all for me, baby. That's what my new.
Exactly. So let's focus here, bro. Let's focus.
Oh, man. Congrats, Jalil. All right.
No, Lance.
Jalil's the one that ain't getting no money, man.
Represent Queens.
Jalil just sitting in the truck, sitting next to him, watching him win $500, and Lance ain't even gassed about it.
Yo, Lance, Queens get the money, right?
You're ready. Queens get the money, baby. Let's go.
Yo, man, y'all got to put this dude on hold, man. Y'all got to stop acting so cool, man.
You got the money.
Yo, I wish I could hang up on people that was too cool, man. I just gave you free money. Yo. Just out of nowhere, you get $500. Don't nobody, it ain't nothing to nobody no more. I'm tweaking.
We didn't even get a woohoo. Nothing.
He said that's fire.
That's all I got is fire emojis. See, that's what's wrong with this generation. All y'all do is know how to put up emojis. Y'all don't actually know how to tap into your emotions and show anything.
They don't
unless you bitching and crying about something.
That's facts. They don't actually laugh out loud.
Whoa. Positive.
They don't laugh out loud. They just type LOL.
Yeah.
Positive.
They talk in acronyms, text acronyms, LOL.
He's like, yo, that's LOL.
FML.
Yeah.
Yo, stop the music. Yo, real talk. I had a conversation with someone the other day, somebody I work with, who told me their 23-year-old brother and his friends do not know how to speak to young ladies and ask them out on dates.
Mm.
All they know how to do. They went to their high school proms with each other. And most of the boys at the school didn't know how to talk to a young lady, ask them to the prom, Ask women out on dates. All they know how to do is text. That's it. And if they do, if they are brave enough to ask a woman out, they do it via text. And then the conversation actually on the date, they don't even know how to talk. They don't know how to hold a conversation, bro.
Do they text each other?
So they get together on dates or gatherings, and then they all just sit around on their phone.
It's crazy.
Because they don't know how to do nothing else.
Crazy.
It doesn't surprise me.
Man, why y'all let me go negative, man?
I was about to say, how did we get here, man?
It's Lance's fault. We can't even give away $500.
It was his phone. It was his phone.
Damn. Too cool. He was too cool.
Man. On the way, flashing lights, Lord Styles. What's popping?
Well, let's shift gears and step into some positivity. That's coming up in a flashing lights report, Keke Palmer makes a big reveal in her appearance with Jimmy Fallon. So I'll give you the details coming up next.
Coi Leray got one. Another one. Shout out to Coi Leray, Jersey. DJ Sage. Turn that up, fam. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire, fire, fire.
Because girls is players too. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because girls is players too. Y'all just heard a cool story of a young freshman. You know what I mean? Asked a girl to the Valentine's Day dance. Wow. Yo, shout out to the young fellas out here. You know what I'm saying? It's tough, man. That first dance ask is tough. And, you know, society don't talk about it a lot. But whatever happens, and if you don't have a grown man around a young man, and I know that's a lot of things going on out here. Because if she says no, you know what I'm saying? Somebody got to be there to pick him up and talk to him as a man. That's okay. That's like right. Men, we got to wire ourselves to prepare for rejection. Because the way society is set up, you have to initiate as a man. You got to go on out here and get ready to take this beating.
Yeah, because you don't know which way it's going to go.
You don't know which way it's going to go.
You know what I mean? And this is, we got to accept rejection from a young age. They think it's easy.
Yeah, it's hard, B. It's so hard. Yo, that first dance ask is stress, B. Stress. Right. And then don't mess around and tell too many people that you about to make the ask.
Right.
Because then everybody watching. And if you get,
walking around school like,
yo, and. Yo, that's don't tell pressure. Too many. Yo, God, oh, Lord.
Yeah, yo.
It's tough, but it's okay. And by the way, if you do get told no, it's part of life, B.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
You take that no, you dust yourself off, you regroup, and we're going to figure out the next shot we're going to take.
Right. Because, you know, kids are brutal. The girls are laughing in your face.
In your face.
They'll be like, what? No.
Not all of them.
I'm not Laura, 75% is not letting you down easy.
That's facts.
No.
Not at that age. 12, 13, 14, 15.
No. Sometimes you can just say no, and it's okay.
No, Laura, you ain't going to get on this radio. Listen, Laura, you're not about to get on this radio.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen, but.
Yo, look at every dude right here.
Here we go.
We're telling you how we feel, and you don't believe us.
Rejection.
So you guys mean to tell me that the very first time you asked somebody in a dance, they said no, and they were like, ha, 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 in your face?
No, but their friends definitely laugh. Because you, because
okay,
generally speaking,
you take it as something else. Okay, I'm just talking about the person.
Said, no, all we said was the girls is going to laugh in your face. So when you walk up to talk to the girl at school, generally speaking, she's standing with her friends. You're not going to get an opportunity to ask her when she's just by herself.
Facts.
So you're going to have to go deal with an audience.
The crew. That's right.
And guess what? Nowadays, you got to deal with the group chat.
Woo! Yeah.
The group chat?
The group chat.
No, look, Laura, you're laughing. You know about the group chat? The group. You might be nice in his face, but in that group chat,
it's going down.
It's going to get nasty.
DJ Juanito said she laughed in his face and ripped his Valentine's Day card. But can we trust Juanito? Juanito might have deserved it, though. Can we really trust him?
That person was garbage for doing that.
Said her name wrong.
We can't. Juanito couldn't get the words out. She was like, bro, I ain't going nowhere with you. You can't talk.
Shawnee, oh my God.
Yo, that was crazy.
You guys are so foul.
Sorry. Listen, but this is what makes us foul because we've been through it.
Facts, tough skin.
Let's go, flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
Kiki Palmer was a guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on Wednesday, and she was super happy about her pregnancy, but she made quite the reveal. Here's a little piece of audio.
My baby is either going to be a Pisces or Aries. I'm not sure exactly.
Let's go, Pisces.
Let me know, guys. I mean, Pisces are known to be very deep. They're emotional creatures, so I just want to make sure I'm not too blunt for my baby boy. I don't want to be too, I don't want to be like, look, what's up?
Yeah.
So basically, she told the world that she's having a baby boy. So it slipped out. So that's why hashtag boy mom was trending. But, a Pisces baby boy.
That's listen, like me, I'm a Pisces. Yeah, that's me. I'm a Pisces. Yeah, we sensitive. We're in touch with our emotions. My mom's a Virgo. And so she would always, talk about the connection of the Pisces to the universe and the power of the Pisces and all of that. So, you know what I mean? If you got a Pisces in your life that's a male Pisces, we could be very hot and cold because when we done with you, we done. Dunzo. Ain't no turning back. You had a chance. My heart was open.
See?
Nah.
This is what she's nervous about. This is why she's nervous. She don't want to be too.
That's why she's nervous.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
She don't want to scar her little boy.
If you ain't coming correct, cancel. Swimming in the other direction.
In other news, Rock the Bells announces the lineup for the first ever hip hop cruise. Wow. Now check this out. It's Rick Ross, Ghostface, MC Light, Just Blaze, Lil Jon, Big Daddy Kane, Too Short, Slick Rick, Jazzy Jeff, Trina and Trick, Pete Rocky, PMD, Bumby, and more. Okay, and Roxanne Shante and Tori will host, and Kid Capri is gonna be on the pool deck for the party series.
Now,
listen, it's a cruise, so unfortunately, tickets for the experience are sold out. But they're saying that they reserved a group. So fans can go to rockthebellscruise.com and sign up for the waiting list, and they're going to pick a couple of rooms when they become available.
And it's already sold out?
It's already sold out, but if you go to rockthebellscruise.com, you can sign up, and they will be giving
I hate people like Laura Staff.
Want to
come
mean?
On the radio talking about, here go this amazing thing, get us all hype. Oh, but it's sold out.
But there's a couple of there's gonna be a couple of lucky
people
that's
gonna
be able to snatch.
It's already
up.
Gone, man.
Right.
Why you playing with our emotions, man? Wrap this up, man.
At your flashing lights report.
A couple is two, man.
High 42 alternate sun parking is in effect. You never know, bro.
A few is three or four, and several is five to eight.
Two lucky winners.
bathing suits and Tim's.
Yes. Yo, hilarious. Hilarious.
Couple of, you know, Pele jackets and stuff by the pool.
Bootleg Louis Vuitton bikinis. Exactly. Made from the actual bag material. Yo, throwback jersey dresses and those yeah, dunk wedges that the girls used to wear.
Around the whole cruise.
Door knocker earrings and asymmetricals. Ice Spice is next, plus Ride or Die.
Bro, don't forget the sweatpants with the pant leg rolled up.
Oh, one leg up on the sweatpants.
It's Dr. Bells.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just can't believe this, man. Metro Boomin
wants. Hello?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, Hold On! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
It's time for the Guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shani Coulter and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The Guru, Laura, at gmail.com, where the gurus get together.
That's right.
We hold hands and we walk with you.
Indeed.
That's right.
Towards the light.
That's right. And we make it right.
That's right. Let us cleanse the energy.
Go ahead, Shani, do it.
Zen, zen, zen.
Burn
zen,
the sage.
Zen, 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 cleansing the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, who needs us out there? Tell us.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. TheGuruLaura@gmail.com. That's where you send us the emails that can save your life live.
That's true. As he stalls to find an email.
Well, I had one, but I'd rather do it. Was about a brother relationship.
Mm.
I just don't think it's worthy of an entire segment, but it was a very amusing email, which was essentially... My brother sent me an email a few years ago saying, to me and my mother, saying, for any future communications with Mr. So-and-so, please go to my assistant.
Mm, I'd love to hear that one day.
And that's not Rosenberg's brother. That was the email.
That was the email.
Because it could be confusing since you talk about your brother a lot.
That is true. My brother said it. We haven't said that in a long time.
My brother said it?
My brother said it. Please keep me anonymous. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being my drive home show.
Okay.
I'm a faithful podcast listener. See, some people listen in the morning on the way to work. Some people listen to the podcast on the way home from work.
Bless up.
A good friend of mine is keen on me attending his birthday party. However, I cannot stand his other friends. And there will also be a woman that rejected me in the past there.
Mm.
I feel like it's my ego and pride that are making me not want to go.
Yep.
But at the same time, his friends are extremely clicky and rude. And I don't want the awkwardness of seeing that woman again to affect my friend's celebration. Any advice on how to act, whether I go or not, is greatly appreciated.
That's it?
Yeah, he wrote, shout out Late Nights. It's real late. Shout out OVO Cass. It's okay. Cast.
OVO.
The Old Man.
Hey.
The Queen. And Shanye West. AKA Shyrie Irving.
Yo, Shyrie Irving.
I like it. I like it. I like it. Listen.
Shout out to Kanye.
No, I don't like the names, but shout out to Kanye and Kyrie. Bless up.
Wait, shout out to Kanye.
You don't want to still
he
say
said
shout
Kanye,
out to
Kanye West and Kyrie because I stood.
Yeah, but why are you, but Kanye, why are you embracing why Kanye? A Kanye? You don't want to do
the
that.
Music is still good. Come yeah, on.
You
I'm
ain't
not
talking about
that.
That's music.
I know, but see, I'm saying screw that listen.
Kanye don't even care about his music. He don't even care. Kanye don't even care. Never mind. Look, he don't I even see, care about what he used to say in his music.
Look, bro, I see why the other friends don't like you when the girl rejected
see?
You. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that's not very good.
Sounds pretty funny, actually. Sounds like a great guy.
Shawnee, can you step back into the guru circle?
No, he's a fraud.
So,
of course he can't.
Does what do you do here? I mean, the clicky thing is
no. It's not about him. What do you mean? What do you do? It's not even about you, bro. It's your friend's birthday.
Just go. Right?
You either walk in for a few minutes, hug your friend, throw a shot back, have a brewski.
Can you bring a friend with you? By
bring
the way?
A friend with you
sure.
if you want. Whatever.
Bring a girl.
What, and so what? The girl's awkward. Hey, lady. So
ignore
what?
Her or just who say, hey, and keep it moving.
And we don't know what would even happen to the girl. Did you ask her out and she said no?
Like how big a rejection are we even talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, because you're going to look crazy if you're like making crazy faces. I can't. You can't even look in her direction. Just now, say hello and keep it moving.
If you're a socially awkward weirdo. And
which might be.
Which you might be based on, you know, what Shawnee feels about you. And yeah, it's going to be tough for you. Right? Because you're going to walk in, you're not going to feel welcome. Nobody really likes you because you're a social weirdo. But that's fine. You walk in and
you're
say,
good
and
friend.
Show love to your friend and bounce. That's it. You don't
that's
stay.
It. Yeah. That's it.
Go show face and be out. And the thing is, look, if you really, really, really feel uncomfortable, you can express that to your good friend and still show love and say, look, but I don't necessarily want to be there.
Key.
And the
it
friend might not even want you there.
The
he might just be like, I got to invite him and it's up to you whether you want to come. So everybody's being cordial. I think be open and communicate.
Yo, or say, I can't really make it. Let's go out and have a drink together after this or before this.
I'll
or
take
whatever.
You out to dinner.
I can't stay that late. Whatever. Right.
It's not that hard. And by the way, listen, you never know. If you show up and act cool enough and really act like it's nothing.
As he can't. I can tell that this person who emailed is just not good in social environments, doesn't like the heat. That's why. Because even emailing us this is ridiculous. Like, they're so, like, you need to email a bunch of people and ask them how
hey,
you
have
a party. Like,
we're the gurus. What do you mean?
Party. Should I show up to my friend's party because some
a good
girl
friend.
Rejected me and his other friends don't like me?
He needs guidance, Ebro. We're here for you.
Yeah,
go to the party, man.
But go, man. Chill out. Relax, man.
Or don't go.
If you can't go, then just tell your friend I don't feel comfortable.
Yes, and take him out to dinner afterwards,
and don't
okay?
tell your friend you don't feel comfortable. It's not your party. It's your friend's birthday.
Yeah, don't make it
people,
about you.
I hate when people make things that ain't about them, about them.
He ain't going to miss you.
It's not that big a deal.
It's everybody will be there. He'll be like, yo, we'll miss you, but he'll be busy.
Yo, bro, something crazy came up at work. I love you. Let's get dinner next week.
That's it. That's it. All
right. Unless it's a sweet 16. What are we talking about?
Get it together. She'll see the gurus.
And if it is a sweet 16.
Yeah, I'm offended, bro.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No weakness.
You're not offended.
No, I'm not offended.
All right, you're not offended by what? Which one?
I'm just playing. No, I said I'm not offended. It was a joke.
But by the way, the joke
he
actually,
likes the Shawnee West.
I think the joke should have been Shawnee culture.
Shawnee culture.
Shawnee culture.
And Shyrie culture?
No, Shyrie Irving is that. You need the Irving there.
Shawnee.
Because Shawnee, you already know what the joke is. Right, you don't need the West. You
call right now, man. We got money. It's free money Friday. You want to get paid? It's a second chance today. We're paying folks. Call us. Let's go.
Flashing lights, Tom. Laura Staff.
Laura Staff's got the 411 on the flashing lights.
Now you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Staff's gonna put us on.
Laura, what you got, fam?
Oh, man. So, according to reports, all five former Memphis Police Department officers who fatally beat Tyree Nichols have been charged with murder and more.
Good.
Now, they've been arrested, charged with second-degree murder, aggravated assault, two charges of aggravated kidnapping, two charges of official misconduct, and one charge of official oppression. You know, additionally, the body camera footage of the traffic stop will be released today. Now, that's what they're saying. They've been holding on to this footage because they have been preparing themselves for possible protests, riots. I mean, I can't even imagine what this footage looks like.
But it's horrible. Now,
I mean, don't even imagine
Memphis.
Don't even imagine it. Matter of fact, when they release it, don't even feel obligated to watch it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we sit around, we want to look at all this murder, death, mayhem, and injustice into our psyche. Just know these police officers, are currently being charged with murder. All five have been released from the force. And the police chief, a black woman, was unequivocal about these police officers' activity and it being criminal behavior and against the police force.
Yeah. So this is some audio of the Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn Davis speaking on the police murder of Tyre Nichols.
In light of the horrific circumstances surrounding the death of Tyre Nichols, it is absolutely incumbent upon me, your chief, to address the status of what the Memphis Police Department is doing, has done, and will continue to do in furtherance of finding truth in this tragic loss, ensuring we communicate with honesty and transparency, and that there is absolute accountability for those responsible for Tyre's death. As you know, five Memphis police officers were terminated last week. These officers were found to be directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols. Concurrent within that investigation, other MPD officers are still under investigation for department policy violations. Some infractions are less egregious than others. As this investigation and other external investigations continue, I promise full and complete cooperation from the Memphis Police Department with the Department of Justice, the FBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and the Shelby County District Attorney's Office to determine the entire scope of facts that contributed to Tyre Nichols' death. Aside from being your chief of police, I am a citizen of this community we share. I am a mother. I am a caring human being who wants the best for all of us. This is not just a professional failing. This is a failing of basic humanity toward another individual.
Now, Sarah Lynn J. Davis, that woman speaking right there, has only been the police chief since 2021. She's also the first female police chief in Memphis. So I'm not sure if Memphis as a city is accustomed to that tone or, you know, has lost faith in their police department, which many cities have.
Yeah.
But what you hear right there is something that many people called, you know, a blueprint for the type of language, demeanor, and transparency planning
right.
that we would hope from police departments all over the country.
People just want accountability. They just want right. accountability. And it seems just like I heard human decency. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right. That's right.
And that's all people want all over.
That's right.
So kudos to her, you know, for and if you get a chance, watch her whole statement because she explains a lot. But I, you know, like you said, Ibra, I wish more chief of police were able to just verbalize things like this. Right. You know what I mean? Especially in horrible times.
And act yes. quickly. So hopefully it is the blueprint because, as you said, this is what we've been waiting for. You know, you're not above the law. You break the law, you got to serve the price.
Or like furthermore, police work for us. We pay their salaries.
That's right.
So the way they act and what they're held accountable for oftentimes is based on what we do as a community to ensure that they, you know, that they know we understand our role in their jobs.
Real talk.
Yeah. That's your flashing lights report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashlights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
What's up? It's your girl, Billie B, straight out of Brooklyn. Check out my episode of 4 Minutes of Fire.
4 Minutes of Fire.
Okay.
New music premiered every month on the 4th.
Billie. Love. Roses are red, bitch, I'm Big Billy Blue. I be on my shit, give a fuck about you. Watch how I move, got these bitches confused. They can't step how I step, they can't do what I do. Riding my dick, but you ain't making payments.
4 Minutes of Fire, a Hot 97 podcast.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Lola Brooke, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.